Welcome to the Joe Thomas in the Morning podcast, where we take highlights of the morning program on WCHV Radio in Charlottesville, Virginia, the second greatest city in the history of mankind. You can debate me if you want, and I will stick up for her. That said, you may have missed some parts of the morning program. Sometimes I can't even listen for all 4 hours, and I'm the host. But that's okay. We put this together so you can go back in time, find things in context, and put together for you here on the podcast channel of WCHV.com. Being tuned in means who actually pays tariffs or any business tax? Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV. WCHV time 8:46. Our friends from the UVA Cancer Center. And a great program, and I can't believe it's been a year since the last time we talked about Writing is Healing. A workshop is coming up with the UVA Cancer Center and patient survivors. Thanks again for getting together with us to talk about it is Charlotte Matthews and Betsy Cox. Thank you guys for coming in. How are you both doing today?
Great. Thank you so much.
Very good. Thank you.
So remind folks about, and it seems like when you hear writing as healing, I know so many folks who, you know, either whether it's just diarying or journaling or, you know, just kind of free writing, that seem like, oh yeah, that helps. But it's not as tangible as a skill set as it should be. I think more people should write. More people should just scribble random thoughts, even if it's the first thing you wake up in the morning and you want some bizarre dream you want to remember, write it down. Is that what you find in holding these workshops?
I find that when you have the spaciousness of silence in order to intentionally write, it provides a very curative element, that the fact of putting it down, and I like to say you're putting it down, like you're putting your burden down, what's on your mind, so you no longer carry it. And then if you share it, as we do in the workshops, then your group mates share it with you, share your story, share your journey.
That's correct. And that's exactly what we do.
Does it help also? I know when I write things down, and sometimes it's nothing more deep than a 30-second promotional announcement for something, but when you see it, There's something about looking at it back that it may have seemed like it made sense in your head, but then you see it on paper and it helps. You know, maybe it's that mirror image almost of it, that you look at it and you analyze it and you say, well, no, I could say that better, or you analyze the feeling that goes into it.
I have to say, Charlotte is so. And by the way, I'm Betsy Aronson.
I'm sorry. Did you get married? Or
yeah. I'm one of the workshop participants.
Okay, because I was. I'm sorry. My apologies.
No problem.
Who is Betsy Cox and where
Betsy,
is she?
Betsy Cox is the co-founder of Whistle Words and
Whistle Words.
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry. My apologies
problem.
You were lucky it was Betsy.
That's right. We're both Betsy, we get confused that way.
50-50 is about my accuracy scale on an average morning.
No, so you're doing great.
Betsy, when you do see the words on paper, then it kind of helps you sort through them, doesn't it?
It does. But Charlotte is one of these people who is incredibly masterful at looking at words, and it's almost like a puzzle. They all just go together.
Mm-hmm.
She does. We do, throughout the workshop, we work on the group poem. And it is remarkable to hear the group poem at the end when she puts all the words together.
And talk about how that works, because I've seen it done. My daughter participated in a songwriting program where everyone sort of just threw some ideas together and then they kind of made a song out of it. It's mystical to watch that happen. When did you first realize that you had an ability to facilitate that and help that happen in a group setting?
Well, I feel like the words of the women in the workshops are so genuine and there's a rawness to them, a realness to them. So the women really do the work. I mean, mm-hmm. it's the women's words. So, for instance, right now I see in your studio, I'm looking at a charming fish that says, go fish. I could use that as a prompt and say, what does the fish think? Where was the fish yesterday? What does the fish dream of eating? And then everyone writes and shares, and then we'd have a poem, and I might call it The Orange Fish in the Studio. And so you sort of take what's there, and then it turns into – and inevitably, we do talk about cancer. Mm. We do talk about how we are doing physically, emotionally, spiritually, but using a sideway in.
And Charlotte, what I think one of the things that I felt last time we met, when we first met you, and we talked about this last year, was that we have preconceived notions and thoughts that, you know, I sat in the infusion chair and I, you know, put my brave face and I was more worried about my wife, the caregiver, than I was about me. But you do have those. What if this doesn't work? You know, when you're waiting for the test result, when you're like, okay, this is difficult. I'm hoping it's working. You've got all the positive vibe you can. I've got to think that helps when you sort through those words and even if it's just something like writing a poem about a fish in a room, it helps you kind of access thoughts that maybe you've kind of put in a safe place because you don't want to think negative thought about your chemotherapy or your radiation treatments or your recovery from them, right?
And what you said earlier about just putting something down. So writing is visible thinking. That's kind mm-hmm. of what you said. So you can see, and epiphanies come, moments of clarity, almost of clairvoyance come, mm-hmm. and I think that is a very healing element to it.
It's true. That's exactly what the workshops do. You sit at a workshop, and as a person, as a participant, mm-hmm. you're doing such wonderful writing based on the prompts. And I'm not a writer. I didn't.
But you're a thinker.
I am a thinker. But you don't realize how good the words become
mm-hmm.
Until you start to see them come together.
Is there, and I go through this with my wife sometimes, because there's something, you know, and it breaks my heart sometimes when I talk to adults like, oh, I can't write, or I can't, you know, write poetry, or I can't. We all can. We all have creative yes. thought. We all have that part of us. We just have to remember where the I don't know if it's metaphorically the key and the door is, or and that's got to be, you know, a nice feeling to kind of tap into it.
It really is, because it's one of those things that's sort of freeing. And when you're sitting writing with all the women, there's the conversation that comes out. There's so many different aspects of it that go into all these words mm-hmm. that we are writing on the paper.
The Writing is Healing workshop, and I don't want to miss this. It's Friday, starting March 1st, and it's going to be at University Baptist Church, Charlotte?
That is correct, with free parking right there. So that's why we do it there. It's because it can be mireful sometimes at the hospital to park.
Mm-hmm. And but then, it's not far from the hospital.
Oh, it's just across the street, really. It's also tonight at Pro Renata Brewery in Crozet, participants from the workshop at 7 o'clock will be reading and will be unveiling the anthology of the women's work, which is entitled Truth. And that's part workshop, part the work out of the workshop, an mm-hmm. anthology, and also a workbook. And so many of the women from the workshops will be there tonight.
That's exciting. So 7 o'clock at
7 o'clock at Pro Renata in Crozet, Virginia.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great place. Easy to get to. I mean, it's right off of 64. So you go there, you just jump off the highway, and you can be there.
On your right, yeah.
There's
yeah.
plenty of parking, so yeah. it's easy yeah. to get into.
And good food and times as well. You know, and certainly they get an endorsement. Now, if you want to join in for the next session starting on March 1st,
yeah.
how do they get in touch with you, Charlotte?
The best and clearest way is our website, which is www.whistlewords.org.
And we'll put a link to that. When this goes up as a podcast, there will be an easy-to-follow link to whistlewords.org.
O-R-G, yeah.
But you would like to get RSVPs just to get a handle on how many people are going to be there?
That would be great, yeah. And that'll all be clearly on the website.
Does it have to be recent if you're going through cancer right now, or
no,
can it be
35 years out, It could also, and also it's not only breast cancer, and it's all kinds of cancer. And we've also had a couple of women have joined who have been caregivers. We had a woman whose daughter had cancer, and she was in the workshop. So we're the only exclusivity is it is for women. But otherwise...
No, absolutely. Yeah. It's a great program.
I would encourage as many women who are out there who are going through all this to try and come.
Because
it is, as somebody who never thought she was ever going to be part of a workshop like this. Really, you don't think about it. When it happens to you,
sure.
You just all of a sudden think, what do I do now?
No, I agree.
And I was led to this workshop somehow or another, and it just fundamentally changes how you think about yourself and how you think about the whole issue.
And Charlotte, I want to thank you for doing it. But Betsy, I want to thank you for sharing your testimony on it. And Betsy Cox, wherever you are, thank you for co-founding it as well. But thank you for doing this, because this is one of those things I wanted, and when we started this segment, was so key to me. It was, we talk about chemotherapy, we talk about radiation, we talk about doctors and nurses, and they are all Herculean in their efforts. But there are so many hours in between, as I like to say, in between infusions or in between treatments, or in those, as you said, Charlotte, those intervening years after your treatment, where you're not quite sure, am I back together? Am I, back where I was? And that's where I think you come into this, and it's so important.
Yes,
it is. The work she does is pretty important.
Well, I appreciate it, and I thank you for doing it. And again, reminder, it's whistlewords.org.
Whistlewords.org.
And do they need to bring anything with them?
We provide journals and pens and prompts and water, and it's really fun.
Okay, so you just show up with...
You just show up.
And actually probably better not to come with a preconceived notion, but maybe start by going to the Pro Renata
tonight. And tonight will be fun. And actually, Pro Renata is doing a kind thing, which is the profits from the beer sold tonight will go to our program.
Oh.
So that's very nice of them.
That's all the more reason. I love what they do there. And so go there tonight, see what has been done. And then join up. It starts March 1st. It's University Baptist Church. And it's just Friday evenings, right? Early, or is it in the mornings?
It's in the mornings.
Mornings, okay. Friday mornings through April?
Yes, that is correct.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much
for
this.
I really appreciate this opportunity.
When we get reconvened tomorrow morning, we'll get into the list of demands that has been delivered to the governor, that will be delivered to the governor today. We'll get into that into some depth tomorrow morning for you. And yes, even you, Baldrick. Good night. Help me, please. Until tomorrow, so long, and thanks for all the fish.